Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
All righty, friends. Great to have you with us. A little politics with your coffee as we begin a new week here. Political Coffee is the name of this show, brought to you by our friends at King's Coffee. It is coffee with a higher purpose. And it's roasted right here in Salem. Actually, right here. Right here in Salem. This great, great coffee, great company, gives part of their profits back to the farmers in the northern mountains of Thailand who grow this sustainable organic coffee. You like those liberal words I put in there? KingsCoffee.biz. No, they're not liberals, folks. KingsCoffee.biz. Great to have you with us today, friends. So let me ask you this question. You know, yesterday, in fact, you know, I've been watching Channel 12 News. Haven't seen a whole lot of stories, and believe me, they would have been there. The news cameras, the liberal news media would have been everywhere over the weekend if, in fact, well, they had done ICE raids. Well, apparently lots of protesters showed up, including this one in Albany. Now, never mind that some guy attacks the ICE detention center, and which is a private facility in Tacoma, and gets shot and killed. Attacks him with the guns, apparently. But here in Albany, this is conservative Albany, folks. What do we have? We have a an immigration protest Friday. So let me ask you this. Out of this article in the Albany Democrat Herald comes some interesting questions. So let's talk about them. Why don't we? Are there illegals, aliens? Have we stolen the land? This sounds interesting. Have we stolen America? Did we steal that? Can we control our borders? Should we control our borders? These are some of the things that were said by the protesters outside of the Linn County Courthouse in Albany. They also said things like, cage Trump, and not kids, and close the camps. These are the rally cry of the supporters of Lights for Liberty, is the name of the group. A vigil to end human concentration camps. Now just let all of that sink in for a moment. Apparently this group held protests in more than 700 cities around the nation. Now, before we go any further, let that sink in a little bit here. We're going to talk about that today. We're also going to talk about the hit piece written for the, it was the Salem Reporter, which is an amalgamation of groups, the Oregon Capitol Bureau. But who paid for the infamous, as they say? Actually, I call it quite famous, but they call it. This is, again, more journalistic malpractice, more journalistic editorialization. I learned how to talk today. In the shadow of the Salem Republican, Senate Republicans' infamous walkout, questions remain on how the protest was financed and whether Democrats will make good on their threat to find the opposition. Brian Boquist is back in the news as part of this because he paid his $3,500 fine, but wrote on the check that it was illegal. Right? He said that. This is another hit piece from the liberal media. We're going to talk about that. We'll also talk about a great piece by a state representative, Republican state representative from the Central Oregon area, Jack Zika, who said, well, Democrats just made Oregon a lot more unaffordable. Okay, we would expect that. Affordability is about to get worse for Oregonians, is an op-ed that he wrote in the Oregonian. We'll get into all of that as we go along. Apparently, we got some rain coming today that doesn't work very well for me. Like, I'm watching Channel 12, and it looks like the roads are wet out there on I-205. So, no, it doesn't work very well for me because I've got combining to do, grass seed, which I did Saturday and yesterday after the other rain that we had finally dried up a little bit. Yes, for those of you who think I'm sinning, I went to church first. And the ox is in the ditch, clearly, folks. All of this today, friends, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Send me an email. I do my darndest to read it on the air and respond to your questions or your comments as we go through the show today. So, is America stolen land? Is it? You think it is? Are there things called illegal aliens? Are people who come into America and break our laws, are they illegal? What do you think about that? And, I mean, seriously, there are people. I mean, first of all, this rally in the Linn County Courthouse, I just want you to think about this for a moment. What does it take to organize 700 rallies, supposedly? Now, who knows if they really had that many? You know, people can say a lot of things, right? But, all right, let's assume maybe that they really did have 700 rallies all across America. Now, this is a result of Trump trolling everybody. See, this is a masterful issue. I mean, this is as good as the Green New Deal. I mean, you got to love Trump over the weekend, right? Defending Nancy Pelosi, of all people. You know, crazy Nancy. Defending her by saying that she's not a racist. Well, she isn't. But the far left, what he's doing is illustrating how far crazy left the Democrat Party has moved. And the people that are establishing the memes, the lefty memes. Now, he's keeping an issue alive, and that is this issue of, well, what's happening on the southern border. Friends, I'm telling you, this is probably going, this and the economy are going to be the issues in the upcoming election. So Trump comes out and says over the weekend, we're actually, I mean, he tried this a couple of weeks ago, right? He trolled everybody on it. And then over the weekend, apparently they are out conducting ICE raids. ICE raids on who? Well, ICE raids on people who've been ordered by a judge to be deported, but haven't been deported. Now, first question I have in my lightning quick mind is, why haven't they been deported? How long have these people, some of these people with lengthy criminal records, have been ordered deported, but haven't been, and for some time. Whose fault is that? Do we just not have enough resources? Or are some of these people that, you know, politically correct are okay to stay in America, even though they've been ordered deported, and some of them with lengthy criminal records? Why haven't they been deported? Is this all part of just looking the other way? I think it probably is. But it speaks to the larger question here. If America is stolen land, then who did we steal it from? And how do you fix that? Do we start paying reparations? No, I'm not talking about African Americans, black people that were brought here as slaves. No, I'm not talking about that. Or they're just saying, who would that be? Who would it be? Well, it'd be the Native Americans, right? So if America, I mean, this is what Trump is doing, folks. And that's why, if in fact these issues are out there, if in fact that we have people who break laws and we say that it's okay because we stole their land. Now, you have to understand, we're not talking about Native Americans down in the South. We're talking about people from Mexico who believe the La Raza movement and others who believe that, in fact, America stole their land. Okay. So that now, what's fascinating is that a lot of the people that are protesting, by the way, are white people, white liberals. So if you can never enforce any law because you say that the law is unjust, what happens to society? What do you think? 503-589-1220. If you say that no human is illegal, that no human has ever broken a law, and we're talking about immigration laws, borders have to mean something, right? If you say that everybody's, it's okay for anybody to come in here, that that's all right, what happens there? What does the rule of law mean in anything? If the Portland Police Bureau, which says that they're not going to engage because they say state law, Kate Brown said we couldn't do it. Even though a judge has ordered the removal of people in a legal process, Portland Police Bureau says, nope, sorry, we're not going to do that. What would Trump be justified in doing if he could, if some liberal judge doesn't strike it down? Lots of interesting questions about this, but let me ask you, what is your reaction to the comment made in front of the Linn County Courthouse in Albany on Friday evening that no human is illegal on stolen land? Tell me what you think. What's your visceral gut reaction to that? Now, there's a reason I'm asking this, and we'll get through that as we go through the scope of the show, but I want to know, what's your reaction to cage Trump, not kids, close the camps? Do you believe that there are, in fact, concentration camps on the southern border? Do you believe that rhetoric? Now, it's not fair for me to go to Ron at this time. Ron, hang on through the break, okay, because we're almost there. And I want to get your thoughts about all of this. So really, what's your reaction at the most gut level? Do you think that this is all a masterful move by Trump to continue to show the outrageousness of the left and the Democrats and where they are today, knowing that this is going to be a powerful, powerful issue in the upcoming elections? What do you think? 503-589-1220. We'll talk to Ron when we come back on the other side of the break. Shoot me an email. If you can't make a phone call, Jeff at 1220.am, 620. We'll be right back. There's no place that you can hide. No, no. The rhythm is gonna get you. In bed, throw the covers on your head. You pretend like you want to head. But I know it. The rhythm is gonna get you.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
That's right. We talk about politics that impacts your life. Really, nothing could impact your life more, whether you know it or not, than the whole idea that we're not going to enforce laws because we stole America? Huh? Really? The thing you got to remember, folks, is, didn't we do a thing called the Louisiana Purchase? Who stole that, huh? Let's go to Ron, who's on the line. Ron, good morning. Your thoughts today. What do you think?
Well, today is a beautiful, nice, wet morning over here in Brooks, and I'm getting ready to go to work. I'm an hour early, but nevertheless. I'll tell you this, what I see. I see that this nation of Aslan crapper that they're trying to spread up, this is a socialist agenda that's been saying since the late 80s, early 90s in California and New Mexico, is that they're trying to use. And then to go through, and I'm tired of these sanctuary cities and states. They have obligations and consequences in order for them to get federal and state money. I wish the president would utilize some of the tactics as was used by Eisenhower when they got rid of some of the illegal aliens, some of the illegal aliens that came up to help them with the war effort to a degree, rewarded many of them by giving them visas here, and the ones that was not law-abiding, he kicked out. And if the city, county, or state government was not going to do anything, they was held accountable by whatever the laws that we have, because this is, to me, is an act of sedition. This is seditious acts that should not be allowed. Because what we're saying is that, okay, come on up to the southern border, Congolese, whatever, everywhere around the world, Pakistanis, whatever, and you're not going to get punished. And you can commit crimes, rape girls and everything else, but they forget about the victims through these crimes, from these actions, from them not turning over to ICE. They should have some legal obligations to this, because here's the situation, people. If we don't do that, are you willing to sacrifice your loved one to be harassed or killed or raped by one of these guys or girls? Do you want the drug situation to continue on a high level to corrupt our communities? I mean, these people that's coming from the sanctuary cities, they don't care. All they care about is getting more federal money. Because if they can be counted as part of the census, I mean, look at the numbers we get. We get $20.8 billion last biennium budget, and all funds are 70. Okay, we get 2.5 times more money from the federal government than a lot of states like Montana, Arizona. But the states that doesn't get federal money, they rely on their own economies. They want the federal government to be their sugar mama, but with no accountabilities. And it's time for us, Oregonians and other people throughout the country, to say enough, enough. We need security. We are being more humane than any other country in the world to these people. And, you know, and Mexico is, I just heard on the radio yesterday that Mexico's sending back 800 people, back 300 people back down to Guatemala, to Honduras, which is a good start. But the thing is, we cannot continue taking people in this country, illegally cross, disrespecting the laws, not assimilating to our, as a, you know, and we become, being a burden to our social, health care, and housing programs in this state. And they wondered why affordability is going up high in this state. That's all I got to say.
So do you think that America, tell me what you think. What was your gut reaction when you heard me say what these protesters said, that no human is illegal on stolen land? Is America stolen land?
I think they need to go back and learn their history. Let's talk about the Gage and Persons. Let's talk about the Treaty of Guadalupe. Let's talk about various of those treaties. We have basically rewarded and everything else more so than some in that time period. I'm sorry, you know, when Santa Ana made his choice at the Alamo, then, you know, the rewards and consequences. Because realistically, when we won that tech battle for Texas for independence, there was about 30 miles south of the Rio Grande as far as they went and could have gone all the way down near Veracruz. But we decided to move the line back up to the Rio Grande as a good sovereign boundary, as good Americans did. Okay? And this was under a Democrat president, I believe, Polk, if I remember right. But then again, I know my history. They don't dumb me down. I had people survive the World War II generation, the Depression generation, who empowered us. The problem is this. We have dumbed down our kids by excusing the United States. And if you're European American, I found another book from Young Collar, basically saying that because you're white or because you're an industrialized nation and trying to empower and become economically independent and trying to be wealthy independent by hard work, dedications, and everything else to uplift your communities, uplift your things, and be thrifty at the same time through our churches, because we didn't have a welfare system in the Depression era, if you recall. You know, you are wrong, and you are just a racist, a homophobe, you're lost out of your mind type of individual. That's what the far leftist retro Bolsheviks wanted to believe. Don't fall for the trash. Hold our leaders accountable. Make sure that if they don't want to go through and turn over these criminals, that whether it's the dog, the guy who raped the dog up there in Portland and been released, or the guy who raped the girl in the wheelchair and been had released and won't turn them over to ICE, it's time to hold Ted Wheelers and bunch and send them their butts to jail. Enough of this crap. Either you do your job as you sworn an oath to do, or you get kicked their butts out. And it takes the will of people. People got to have the courage to speak up at public hearings, at their Senate, county halls, meetings, and hold these people accountable.
Well said,
I don't know
Ron,
what else we can
you,
do.
Friend. I appreciate you. Be safe out there and dry today.
Thank
That's Ron's
you.
Opinion. What's yours, folks? 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. It's a lot to unpack there that Ron said, but the reality is he's hit on a key. Absolutely, he's hit on a key. The question is, are those, well, policymakers, Republicans, conservatives, or libertarians who care about the rule of law in any form, are they willing to do what's necessary to actually change the prevailing opinion that is exemplified by Portland's policies and Oregon's policies of a sanctuary state, sanctuary cities? Ron has hit powerfully on something. Now, can you tell me what it is? Because it's part of this discussion, and it's how we combat this, all of it. Got a great email from Wanda that it's about Brian Boquist. And I will, and I'll read that, because it asks an interesting question. Should Brian Boquist resign and stop carrying a gun? Huh? I want to run the guy for governor. This is an interesting editorial. What do you think, friends? It's the bottom of the hour. Back in a moment. You're listening to Political Coffee. Oh, we're really just getting started.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes till the top of the hour. Great to have you with us on a Monday as we begin another week of talking about important political things that are going to impact your life. So what was it that Ron said that really hits the nail on the head here? I mean, the idea that there's this meme out there that we have concentration camps, which is an insult to every Jewish person, survivors of actual concentration camps. The idea that people believe that. How do we change that? How do we counter that meme on Facebook that's quoted here in this story in the Albany Democrat Herald? We're talking about that. Also, Oregon's affordability. Maybe we'll get to that. Maybe we won't. It's a guest opinion, and it was an op-ed in the Oregonian. It's about how the Democrats have raised your taxes and fees by $5 billion. And you don't think that isn't going to create much harder conditions for you to live in Oregon? Better wake up, folks. Also, Brian Boquist here. The editorial is, hey, he should resign and stop carrying a gun. Really? Should he? All of that is on the table today. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Let's go to Art. Art, your thoughts this morning. Good morning.
Oh, lots of thoughts, Jeff. But the most important aspect of this whole thing is business as usual with the Democratic Party. Are we going to continue business as usual as Americans and Republicans, or are we going to show everybody what's really going on? Are we going to go after these lies, expose these lies, and make the Democrats look foolish, which, you know, they're doing a pretty good job themselves. But like you said, these protests, they were with a bunch of white people out there. Well, let's rally all those good American citizens who came to this country legally and talk about that. Let's show the people who are waiting in line, dotting their I's and crossing their T's because they want to become American citizens and are having to wait longer and longer because of the garbage that's going on in this state. I can tell you, okay, I've been to Washington, D.C. a lot, and they have a huge Ethiopian population there. And all those people come to this country legally and want to become American citizens. And those are the kinds of things that we got to do. Expose the lies and show the American people the truth.
So you're right about that. This is, that's another brilliant idea, by the way. I got to tell you, I think that, let me tell you a story. And Art, thanks for your call, because I want to expand on what I think is a very great idea that you've just put forward. If we're going to counter the lie, that the U.S. has concentration camps on the southern border, which is what these people are protesting, according to this Albany Democrat Herald story on Friday night. If we're going to counter that lie, how do you do that effectively? Now, Ron hit on part of it. Art just hit on another piece of this. Let me tell you the story that reinforces what Art said. Back in 2006, when I was still in the legislature, I flew my airplane down to the southern border in Three Points, Arizona, just outside of Tucson, to be a part of the Minuteman effort, which was very high profile, as you know. For 8 days, I flew 3 hours in the morning, 3 hours in the evening, trying to help the Border Patrol, and we did. Just spot the illegals that were coming across the border. Sometimes we never approached any of these people. Sometimes they would see us and they would come to us because they were thirsty, they'd been hurt, whatever. Okay, we helped them through that process. But generally, we just stayed away from them. We just reported them to the Border Patrol. Border Patrol brought in extra people from all over the country. So it was very high profile, and they didn't want to be embarrassed. Now, this is during Bush, folks, W's, time as President of the United States. And I would regularly, every day I was broadcasting back into Oregon, talking on Lars Larson's show at that time. And I was writing a daily update to the Albany Democrat Herald. And I started getting comments, and in fact, I got a phone call from Joseph Novak, who's passed away, a great Hungarian refugee to America, was imprisoned for a time because of his faith in Hungary, then managed to escape over the border, came to America. Great success story. And that's part of why I'm sharing this with you, because it really gets to Art's point. Great success story. Was an engineer, worked for NASA, folks. Came to Albany, opened a Hungarian restaurant, was a very successful entrepreneur. He calls me on my phone to tell me how proud he is that I was standing up for people like him who were immigrants, who came to America and did it legally, did it the right way. So that sort of gets to what Art just said, because he brings up an interesting point. if you want to counter the lies, then do it with people who have immigrated to America legally and who are angry and upset. You know, the president talked about this the other day. Trump did. About the millions of people that are waiting in line today for years and costing lots of money. A friend of mine brought his wife over here from the Ukraine. Took him years and about $16,000 to do it. If you want to counter the lies, and I want to get back, and everybody who's on the line, just hang on, because I'm going to get to you in just a second here. I want to go back to what Ron said. What Art said is one of the ways you counter the lies, because you tell those stories. Now, it has to be organized. It has to be done on social media. It needs to be done on other places, too. But what Ron said is also correct. And we'll get to all of that, but I really do need to get to the phones. We'll start first with Brian. Brian, good morning. What are your thoughts today? Welcome. Hey, Brian, are you there? I can't hear Brian. Okay. So we'll wait for that to get fixed. Producer Phil, I know, will be working on trying to get Brian on the air. And we'll go from there. We've got Brian and Tim and Freddie. You're all lined up. So we'll try to get you to go there. So here's the thing. One by one, person by person, we have to counter this narrative. And what Ron said also is how you counter the left's narrative that there are concentration camps, that meme that's out there on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. We don't have concentration camps, folks. It's an absolute absurd lie. How do you do that? You talk about the victims. Ron talked about that. And he said something that was profound. And producer Phil, if you can get Brian on, that'd be great. I'd like to get started on the phones here. Talk about the victims. What second chance do they get? Which child are you willing to sacrifice to a drunk, illegal alien driver? Which of your children are you willing to give up? We're not just talking about your tax dollars, folks. I watch One America News, if you haven't seen it. It's a cable news network, very conservative. Every day they have the cost of illegal aliens. They estimate, according to all different sources, most of them federal government, that there are 26 million illegal aliens in America. Okay, I got it. Thank you, producer Phil. A little miscommunication there with my internet. So here's the thing. If there are 26 million illegals here, if according to federal government statistics so far, I mean, we're a little over halfway through the year, 1,000 illegals have been already apprehended at the border. Now, you got to remember, folks, a lot of those, you know, we only catch about 30% of the people that come through. But let's just say we're catching 100%. 651,000. We're on track, and most of them are claiming asylum, folks, because they've figured out how to scam the system. And there are, of course, congresspersons, reportedly, congresswomen, specifically one of them, and her staff that are apparently her staff are across. Is this treason or what? Her staff are across the border helping illegals claim asylum to scam the system, to overload the system. So there's an impression that we have concentration camps. What do we do about that? But how do we counter this meme? Do we talk about the victims? Which of your children are you willing, or are you willing to be raped by an illegal alien? Are you willing to have your wife or your mother or your sister? What about the victims? Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. Great to have you with us, friends. It is a Monday, so this segment of the show is brought to you by our friends at Vim Natural Supplements and Bodycare, by the way. If you haven't tried CBD oil products, you should. Doesn't get you high. There's no THC in it. I know it comes from the hemp plant, which is part of the cannabis plant. But, folks, this stuff works. Works for me. And maybe it'll work for you. So why don't you give it a try? Go chat with the folks at Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care down on South Commercial. Just right next to Safeway, right here in Salem. Okay? Well worth your time to talk with them. So 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Now look, the idea, friends, that we can't do anything about this is just wrong. I will tell you that the way you emotionalize these things, because that's what the other side is doing. They're playing on the emotions of mothers and women who are quoted in this story, by the way. And if you look at the pictures of the Democrat Herald story about the protests Friday night, about literally removing people who've been ordered by a judge to be removed from America. Now just stop and think about that for a moment, in and of itself. Gone through the due process of law, but we got to remove them from the country. No, we want to keep them here because we stole this land. And because of that, they're just coming to America for a better life. Well, it may be. But let me tell you, if the law means nothing when you are willing to look the other way, and if that's the case, I mean, you end up with all kinds of friends. The most, you got to emotionalize this. If the other side is emotionalizing it by preying on the, and that's what they're doing, they're preying on the emotions of people to say it's concentration camps when you know it's not, then why don't we use the same tactics to emotionalize what the risk is? And are you willing to take that risk? Are you willing to stand up for open borders if it means your child gets killed by a drunk driver who's an illegal alien? Happens all the time in America. Are you willing, like Sergio Martinez, who gets released by the Multnomah County Sheriff because of Kate Brown's law, saying we're not going to turn him over to ICE? And then 5 days later, he goes out and rapes a 65-year-old woman. What if that was your mother? What if that was you? Is that okay? Let's go to the phones. Caller, who am I talking to, and what's your opinion today? Welcome.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Dwight Simpson.
Hi, Dwight. Good to have you with us today. So what do you think?
Well, what I feel is we've allowed the liberals to change the definitions. And by that, I mean, I hear all these announcers, MSNBC and CNN and so forth, and they talk about immigration. Well, they don't never refer to illegal immigration and break it down. They just talk about immigration as if all immigration is legal, and it's not. See, that I differentiate. I have nothing. I feel good about people who come here illegally. It's the illegal immigrant I'm concerned about, the one that goes out, like you say, drinks and drives and kills somebody or shoots somebody or misbehaves and is a problem. Those are the people I care about. And the people have to start making these commentators fess up. And by that I mean they have to differentiate between legal immigration and illegal immigration. And they never do. They lump it all into one category, and they point to us and make us the bad guy.
Well said, and that's exactly what they do. And I think your reaction to that is the reaction that I think is being felt by a lot of Americans. And I think it is appropriate. We are not bad. We are not racist. We are not discriminatory. We believe in the rule of law. Because there's a price to pay when people are lawless. Are you willing to pay the price? Excellent point. Hey, thanks for calling, man. I appreciate it. And emails.
I love you, Shu.
Hey, thanks again. I appreciate it. I'm going to let you go. Chris writes this. Historical blunders. He said, Ron spoke to something that I brought up past conversations with you. History. Those who don't remember the past are condemned to repeat it. That's the whole shebang. Ask any millennial or Generation Z-er out there anything about basic human rights, basic human and American history. It's a sad outcome. Schools have made history and social studies type subjects boring and unpopular, especially when they selected the worst teacher in the school to teach those subjects. This started happening when I was in school. I love history and American heritage studies, but I also grew up in a household that had values and principles that reflected our founding. For anyone to say we stole this land is ignorant and guilty of treason. They knew the truth, or they know the truth. Well said. Regarding Boquist and Courtney, here's an email from my friend Rich. Well, it seems that since Courtney started this problem, Boquist only defended. So shouldn't it be Courtney that's asked to resign and not carry a gun? Also under the terrible red flag law, thanks to Boquist. The law should be enforced and weapons should be taken from Courtney ASAP. That includes knives, forks, belt buckles, cars, TV, cell phones, shoelaces, anything that can be used as a weapon. Laugh out loud. Remember, anything can be used as a weapon. How true. How true. Friends, I want to just remind you that you have your choice of people to do business with in life. And if life is important to you, and I believe it is, then ensuring your life or those of your family members is important. My friend Fred Thompson can help you do that. He can help you plan for the unexpected, for the things that we hope never happen, but sometimes do. He's a New York Life agent. He's a guy who cares. Cares a lot. He can help you with retirement income. He can help you with life insurance. So you know what? He's a patriot. If you're going to, do business with anybody you want to, might as well do business with people who share your values. Fred Thompson's one of those people. Call him, 503-428-7479. 503-428-7479. And a lot of great opinions today, but also some great ideas about the absurdity of saying that no one's illegal in a stolen land. We didn't steal this land from anybody. It's a principle called manifest destiny. We also bought an awful lot of it, too. We fought wars over it. No, the rule of law has to mean something, friends. I'm back tomorrow, and I hope you join us again. It'll be more politics with your coffee. That impacts your life. Make it a great day. See you there.